Hey folks, it is me, your DJ Amelia Williams here at 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. You are here with me in the fauna sauna where we are all just a bunch of megafauna in a world that is getting hotter. Today I woke up and the first thought that happened to me was undoubtedly related to my cat and her proximity to my face. But the second thought was that today is a day for Maggot Brain. So that is what you're getting from me today in the first half. I don't have to tell you, and I don't need to tell you how important this record is. It definitively stands on its own. And it is a perfect summer afternoon listen. So the first song is a world of its own, and the second track I would put on at every undergrad party that I went to in houses that weren't mine. And the third song is how I framed almost every sexual experience I would have in 2014. So here is Maggot Brain. Every track is fire and nothing will compare ever. And I'm not being hyperbolic. Here it is.
Mother Earth is pregnant for the third time, for y'all have knocked her up. I have tasted the maggots in the mind of the universe. I was not offended, for I knew I had to rise above it all or drown in my own shit. Thank you.
your loving days are done. Tricks you sign with love and kisses, later come back, sign insufficient funds. Can you get to that? I wanna know if you can get to that. Can you get? Can you get?
Can you get?
I wanna know if you can get to that. Can you get? Can you get?
I can do it.
I wanna know if you can get to that.
It, and your loving days are done. A text you signed with the loving kiss of later come back, shine insufficient fun. Y'all get to that.
Can you get to that?
I want to know.
I want to know if you can get to that. Then you can. Can you get
to that?
I want to know if you can get to that.
Yeah.
Hey folks, it is me, your DJ Amelia Williams. It is a steamy one out there today, and we are not playing Taylor Swift's new album, and we're not playing Kanye's because it did not drop. Anyways, here's a PSA from Stokely Carmichael, and then we will listen to the back half, more specifically three tracks from the second half of the re-release of African Rhythms from Oneness of Juju. I will let you guess what my favorite song on that back half is. But anyways, here is Stokely Carmichael having to deal with an insane interviewer. Enjoy.
You're one black man who went to a good, essentially white high school in the city of New York.
That's
you
correct.
Obviously had a good education.
That's
a good many of the people who work with you here in SNCC can say the same thing.
And we're saying that...
And you're a black man who came from a New York ghetto.
And we're saying that there's a system that allows for one or two black people to get out. And that's the rationale for keeping other black people down.
And it has nothing to do with the unwillingness or inability of the Negro to help himself and to work hard.
That's the rationale, that the reason why black people aren't this is because they're lazy, unambitious, stupid, have rhythm, and they eat watermelon.
You call on the black man to refuse to respond to his draft call.
That is correct. And we will continue to do so while there's breath in our bodies.
Do you really believe that the military policies of the United States are designed to exterminate the black man, as you've said?
I most certainly do. I look at the recent statement by racist McNamara, who says that 30% of the people that are going to be drafted now under his new system are going to be black people. And that's nothing more than black urban removal.
The white liberal who supported civil rights for so long with time and effort and money, what is your feeling about him?
Well, I think that there's no reason why they should stop supporting the movement now. I certainly feel that if they're genuinely interested in black people, and since black people have charted a course, they believe in that program, they will continue to give to it. They need more white people to civilize whites. They need them to civilize the savages in Cicero, who throw rocks and bricks at a peaceful and lovable black man like Dr. Martin Luther King, who would not even hurt a fly. But that's very important, because our uncles and our fathers and our older brothers died in World War I fighting Nazism to protect the Poles, and those same Poles turn around and throw rocks and bricks at us after we died to save their lives. And people talk about we are savages.
Mr. Carmichael, if you had the chance to stand up in front of the white community and say anything you desired, say to them, understand me, white man, what would you say?
I would say, understand yourself, white man, that the white man's burden should not have been preached in Africa, but it should have been preached among you. That you need now to civilize yourself. You have moved to destroy and disrupt. You have taken people away. You have broken down their systems. And you have called all that civilization. And we who have suffered at this are now saying to you, you are the killers of the dreams. You are the savages. Yes, it is you who have always been uncivilized. Civilize yourself.
Shake your boots. We want to turn your heart. Turn you everywhere. We like to do this thing about a space-age substance called plastic. They got plastic everything these days. Plastic doors, plastic walls, see-through plastic, cellophane plastic, polyethylene, polyurethane, and plastic people. This is a song about plastic people.
Plastic is easy to see through.
Easy to see through. Sing it, y'all.
Plastic is easy to see through.
guitar.
Hey folks, it is me, your DJ Amelia Williams. This is the end of the hour. I will leave you with a very good live recording track of Nina Simone's track called Stars, where she starts it out asking where David Bowie is, and then she talks about a queen and herself being a queen, and I love her. Her secret for good chicken noodle soup is to put peanut butter in it, which is funny, and I don't like chicken noodle soup, but I might, I don't know, we'll see. The more you know. This has been Fauna Sauna. Wear your mask. Keep being a menace. Take care.
Crazy.
Nina, the girls are all here.
I didn't say nothing about no damn girls.
Sing a song. Sure. Yeah.
Is David Bowie here?
Yeah.
David Bowie is my dear friend, and he lives with you, and I wanted to know if he was here. He's not here, obviously. He's still driving from some damn place. Because if David was here, he would tell me he was here. And what you're talking about ain't got nothing to do with nothing except show business, and I'm not about show business. Now, okay, we leave you with this, and it's sad, but that's what you expected anyway. Isn't my necklace beautiful? Well, isn't it? It is from Greece, and Claude gave it to me. It is antique, and it's over 200 years old, and it's meant for a queen, and I am a queen. I know you are jolted because suddenly it occurs to you that it might be true. Stars, they come and go. They come fast, they come slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. Hey girl, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Stars, they come and go. They come fast, they come slow. They go like the last light of the sun, all in a blaze. All you see is glory. But it gets lonely there when there's no one there to share. You can shake it away,